This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And just glad to be here and just thinking about, the scripture says, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And we're continuing in God's word, and God has always had a witness, those that lead his people. And I'm glad I'm a follower, and I'm glad I'm a sheep. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Going to talk about getting understanding this day. Before we get into that, partakers. Here.
Yes.
425 Laconia Boulevard. We are partakers of God's commandments, of his word. of salvation.
Thank God.
Deacon Debbie, the announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day in the scriptures of truth. Thank God for our great Bishop Barfield. The vision she had, God gave her back in Port Clinton, Ohio, brought out to the West Coast and lowered her down into his mystery of his word. And we are here. The scripture said that works do follow them.
Yes.
We are the work of our great Bishop Barfield. We keep God's commandments. We keep his word. And we are true Christians, which are Jews, because we are the family of Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. This is how we get understanding today of God's word, by setting down and being taught. And most people, when they hear about God's word, because of the traditions of the fathers in years past, we've been told the lie, you cannot keep God's commandments. That's a lie, because the commandments is God's word. But the reason why they feel that way, because they don't have understanding of God's word. That's why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why? Because they reject knowledge. They rejected the prophets. And most preachers today reject the prophets in the scripture and any prophet God have today. That's why the followers have no understanding, because they can only vision what they've been taught. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Let's go to St. John 6:53. We've been in this way, and when I came in this way in 1975, this way was already established.
All right.
It was established in the garden. Isn't that beautiful? So let's not think about these years past. This was established way back in the beginning. But man have strayed. But God comes to restore his spirit, his way, the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 6:53, Deacon.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Now that is so true, because when Jesus came, they couldn't accept his flesh. What are we talking about here? His mannerism. They said, surely he's coming like unto David with pomp. And he's going to have a whole big string of soldiers behind him. And he's going to have a crown on his head. He didn't come like that. He came the exact opposite. Like a pauper almost.
Yes.
Nothing. And when he came, when he had to borrow it. The donkey, right?
Yes.
The ass.
Yes.
They didn't like the way he looked. They didn't like his mannerism. Maybe he laughed too much. They didn't like it because he ate too much to them.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But that's what his flesh was, his mannerism. Pastor Brown had a soft spoken mannerism. Teacher Brown was like a tornado at any given second. And yet she was just as peaceful as the calm of the sea. Many accepted her because she had a mother-like figure. But Pastor, they had the relaxation with him. But when he went off scene, some couldn't accept him. Some couldn't accept Pastor's demeanor over Bishop Barfield's, when she was going, no, you ain't bishop. God have come anyway. Now just think about it. In this world, you get all kind of flowers, all assortments. Got all kind of assortments of lions, right?
Yes.
You got the big lions, you got the little kittens, the lions. They're still animals, right? They're still the beast. All kind of flowers, right? Well, it's the same thing with God's anointing. Have all kinds. You got David, a man of war. Stones. That's what he wore with. Isn't that beautiful? Then you got Samson, bronze. Moses, meek. He had Paul, rough and tough. All kind of, but you have to accept that. That's God coming there. Wait a minute. Did you accept God when on a cloudy day?
Yes.
You have to accept him when it's raining.
All right.
You have to accept him when he's tornadoing.
All right. Yes.
When earth, you still got to accept him. It's still God.
All right?
Yes. You just want to be able to accept him and say, God's will, whatever way he comes.
Yes.
Whether body he come in.
Yes.
Whatever mannerism. That's what it says. Many administrations.
Yes.
Same spirit.
All right. Beautiful.
Well, so this don't feel like God because you're getting rebuked. Maybe you got one person that rebukes more than the other. If God in that period of time feels to be more relaxed and wink at some things, you have to accept that.
Yes.
You can't say, well, you know what, Pastor? Teacher got me, so why you didn't get them? That ain't your job. You ain't, who are you judging?
Right.
And I can't judge unless God give it to me. I have to go as God lead me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Read that again.
Yes.
St. John 6:53.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of...
You have to accept the mannerism.
Yes.
And not try to, as Paul said, they comparing themselves by themselves, not wise.
Right.
Oh, and Pastor didn't do all of that. As if like God's church is still here. It move on. But when Pastor teacher, we was able to have plenty. We had all our family on Thanksgiving. They only have themselves now. No, we don't. We got you if you want to come. You just don't want to come because we're not exchanging things like we used to. I'm not giving you gifts unless I feel led to give it to you. My mannerism is different. Before, whatever you expected, you got it. Why? Because of the tradition. It's my birthday. I don't care who I've cut. I want something. And you got it. And it made you feel good when you weren't worthy. Isn't that something to know that? Let's go to 1 Samuel 17 and 32.
Yes.
The Lord said, all thy getting, get an understanding. Because if you don't understand, and how can you see God if you can't understand it? Now you can believe, but even after believing, there's a certain part you got to see.
Yes, Pastor.
You see it through teaching.
Yes.
That's why I said teach them.
Yes.
You have been taught the fear, taught to be able to see God, taught everything. Isn't that beautiful?
All right, beautiful.
First Samuel 17:32.
And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him.
What?
Thy servant will go and fight.
Who is this Philistine? Because David heard about it.
Yes.
Here's a young man full of zeal for God.
Yes.
Tending God's sheep. The brothers was fighting the war. They go, we in the army, you taking care of little old sheep. But he had a job.
Yes.
He was faithful with it. And Paul said, no, wait a minute. Saul said, you ain't but a youth. David said, don't let his heart fail. Now here's the captain of the army now. And he got this youth said, don't be afraid. Because Saul got afraid. Everybody was afraid.
Yes.
And when David came down to his brother, he said, what's this fellow sitting out here doing all this talk, defying the armies of the living? Who is this?
Yes.
One of the elders brother said, no, here you go with your shenanigans. What you going to do? What you going to do about it? David said, wait a minute. Who is this? What's going to be given that man? Yeah, you go with the sword. Okay. Read on. What did he say?
And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight.
Is that encouragement?
Yeah.
That ain't no encouragement.
No.
You ain't able. What was Saul doing? Looking at the outward appearance.
Because
he was close to 7-8 feet, whatever.
Yes,
and
that's right. Yes.
David, a rugged man, is not short.
Right.
No.
But that's what our forefathers led us to believe.
Yes.
He was just a ruddy man.
Yes.
But that don't mean he was short.
Right.
Read.
Yes, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.
He's a man of war from his youth. You seen that man? He's mailed up. What did David say?
And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep.
What?
And there came a lion and a bear.
What?
And took a lamb out.
Let me give you my testimony. Let me show you what God have done, because you ain't looking at God. There was a lion and a bear came to get one of these sheep.
All right.
What did he say?
Yeah. And I went out after him and smote him.
I went after him.
Yes.
After the lion and the bear went after him. And I smote him.
And delivered it out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him.
So what David's saying is, with his slingshot, he smote him and knocked the lion unconscious. Took the thing out of his mouth. Then when he was coming to, he got him again and smote him until he died.
Yes,
that slingshot was working.
All right, Pastor.
Smoked the lion. Now, the day when the lion came, he got a rifle.
All right,
but David had a slingshot. Yes. Put it right where he needed to put him down and got the prey.
Beautiful.
And then he kind of come alive, and then David killed him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Giving his testimony to the captain.
All right.
What did he say?
Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear.
What?
And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them.
Who is this Philistine? We got God. Right. Who is this Philistine? Uncircumcised. We all been circumcised. Read.
Beautiful. Seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God.
What?
David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.
And that's great faith. Just think about it. I don't care what we go through.
Yes.
God going to deliver us. Why? Because ain't nobody going to be here forever. You going to leave here out of that trial test one way or the other.
Yes.
What's wrong with being bold and saying, God going to deliver me? Because he is.
Yes.
Gonna believe it, right?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee.
Wait a minute. That testimony convinced me. He said, wait a minute.
Yes.
Now, why didn't Saul say that to the Philistine? All the battles that God had given him, or whatever he was doing, because God had anointed him. Why didn't he say, God's going to do so and so? But David said it, because David had the zeal.
Right.
Yes. Different look than Saul. He didn't have all the male armor. He didn't have the height, Saul. He didn't have nothing what Saul had.
Right.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head.
What?
Also, he armed him with a coat of mail.
What was that? What David did was show great honor. Guess what he did? He took on his mannerism.
All right.
So, okay, I'll put it on. But then he thought about it and said, wait, I ain't proved this. But he was complying.
Right.
He took it. He said, I can't use it. He took it. What did he say?
And David girded his sword upon his armor.
He hit the sword up and he tried to go. He said, wait a minute. This stuff is too heavy for
me.
This ain't me. I don't fight like this. We don't go into the synagogues disrupting services like some of the ministers who trying to act like Paul, because God ain't leading like that. What did he say?
And he essayed to go, for he had not proved it.
He said, wait a minute. This stuff weighs more than me. I can't hardly, I can't lift my arm with all this mail on. You nailed me with the mail. What did he say?
Yes. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put
them on. Wait a minute. Was he being honest?
Yes.
Say, I ain't proved this, Paul. Let me work what I know I can work with. What did Saul have to lose? He didn't believe he could do anything at the army.
Yes,
read the 37th verse.
37.
You read that.
Yes.
Read on down to the 40.
And he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones.
Wait, now that's the man of war. You looking at it. Right. Oh, you going to fight that with that? Different mannerism.
Yes.
But one thing about what he had was proven.
Yes.
And God had proved himself to David.
Yes.
This Philistine going down.
Yes.
I got skills. What did he say?
And put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine.
Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Drew nigh to him.
All right.
He wasn't ready to come. Come on.
That's right.
Philistine coated with mail.
All right.
But that little stone had an opening. An opening.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Different mannerism, but the victory came by Saul accepting what God had done.
Right. That's right.
He didn't necessarily know it was God, but I'm showing you different mannerisms of God.
Yes.
He didn't think he was, because of his outward appearance. Go to Luke 4:16.
All right, that's it.
We have to get past this outward appearance, not just your leader, one another, to get past that mess.
Yes.
Looking at what somebody's doing, instead of saying, it's God. Because in all, it is God.
Yes.
But whether their zeal is too much or not, they've got to learn like you. It's still yet God.
Right.
Well, you can't accept that. You do better by accepting it, by saying, this is nobody but God. That's the way you should feel. You can grow. And if they falter in their stride, if they get this right zeal, they're going to be corrected. Don't worry about them. Worry about yourself. Isn't that beautiful? Luke 4 and 16, what does it say?
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
Wait a minute. That's the mannerism any so-called follower of Christ should have today. Let's walk after him the way he walks. As he walked, so are we. We should walk as he walked. He walked in love. Love was loving God. Going into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. That was his mannerism.
Yes.
Read it again.
Yes. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
Stood up. That's what he did. Reading the scripture. He was always in the scripture. That's what he already knew. He asked questions about the scriptures from a young child. He knew the scripture. Isn't that beautiful? Now, he didn't go to a school, but he was taught by those that understood God. Isn't that beautiful? He had understanding.
All right.
I think the scripture says he would have quick understanding, and he had it. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where
now, wait a minute. Same thing. Everywhere we go, we didn't just open up, give some big oration. We get into scripture.
Yes.
Because we have to believe on the Lord as the scripture is telling us, not how we imagine things.
That's right.
And that's why we're talking about this. Let's get understanding of what he was talking about. When you eat my flesh, except you eat my flesh, you don't have no life. You have to accept the mannerism God sends your way. You can't say, I don't like the way you talk too harsh to me. That ain't going to get you no salvation. They ain't going to give or stop it. They ain't going to stop that or give it. You have to accept that. You have to accept the face of God. You have to accept what you're looking at. Isn't that beautiful? That's why he told even those that was following the scribes and Pharisees, he said, do what they say. Don't do as they do, but do as they say. Because they were bringing truth.
Yes.
Whether they understood the depths of it or not, they brought the word.
Yes.
Most of the so-called Christians, they read parts of the word, but they don't accept it. Because they said, well, we ain't got to do nothing because nothing we can do. That's not true. You need understanding. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
And, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
What?
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the
So
preach
everything
deliverance.
That was he was experiencing then, before he put it to the people, he bare witness by the scripture.
Yes.
If we're here on the Sabbath, we're letting people know when he's coming. This is why we're here on the Sabbath, because it tells you that.
Yes.
They said, well, I don't see no cross. Why are y'all here? This tells everything because it's right in here.
You're right,
Pastor.
7 day.
Yes.
The day of rest. That's why we're here.
Right.
Whatever we're going through with teaching, it's got to be in the scripture, and you need understanding in order to grow and to understand spiritual things as opposed to carnal.
Beautiful.
Say, eat my flesh. He's not talking about eating your natural flesh, and yet he is talking about his mannerism. Because some couldn't accept his mannerism. He's a gluttonous man. Whether you're gluttonous or not, if you bring in salvation, what's the difference? So what? What does it matter about the mannerism? You don't like me. What are you talking about? Because I tell you the truth in a fervent way, I don't have love, I don't like you? That's the enemy messing with minds. You should be able to say, as I said many times, whichever way God comes, is all right, and whatever the Lord has said, we will do. That's the mindset. Why? Because we know it's going to work out for our good.
Yes.
It's going to work out for good.
Right.
Oh, Pastor, they want me to believe that God is coming next week. Why not? If next week coming, he hadn't come, did you lose anything?
Right.
The one told you that probably lost something, but you ain't lost nothing.
Right.
But if you say, oh, he ain't coming, and he comes, and you're not ready, now you're going to lose. Right?
Yes.
That beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Let's go to, read a little further. Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
To heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind.
What?
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
What?
To preach the acceptable year of the
Isn't
Lord.
That beautiful? Let them know my ministry is starting.
Yes, Lord.
They all knew him as a carpenter. Now you let them know, I have a new job now. I've been anointed to preach. What did he say?
Yes. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down.
Now, when he sat down, then what did he do?
And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
What?
And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled
well,
in your
that, when
in
he,
your
when
ears.
He sat down, guess what he was doing? He was teaching them. Yes. Sat down because the oration was like a proclamation. Mm-hmm. God has anointed me to preach.
Yes.
See, when he sat down, he started teaching them.
Yes.
What did he say?
And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words.
Oh, it was, woo! You. Yes. You're a carpenter? God anointed me to preach.
Yes. Yes.
Preaching, huh? I never saw you testify.
All right.
You preaching, huh? You know the word, huh? Because they couldn't accept he had come out of nowhere. They didn't know where you come from.
Right.
Read.
Which proceeded out of his mouth.
What?
And they said, is not this Joseph's son?
And first thing he went to Nathan, wait a minute. Why not focus on the gracious words he spoke? He said they wondered at it. What are you talking about? Well, that's Joseph's son, natural. And he's trying to give them understanding of what's happening. Read.
Mm-hmm. And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country.
Wait a minute. He took a moment. He said, I'm prophesying now. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to do. Because he knew all men. He knew they weren't accept him because he wasn't made known. He was hidden. Read.
And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
No prophet is accepted in his own country. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:9. Let's
all
go there.
Right. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to accept God any way he comes.
Yes.
I thought about the man that came and went over to Thomas's house. What was his name?
Marcus.
One that said it looked like Green Boy.
George.
Anyway,
yes.
I kept thinking about it. I said, could that have been an angel? Mm-hmm. Now, when we went to Thomas's, we didn't do anything out the way. We didn't say anything was wrong. I never said you wouldn't save. I didn't say anything. But he said Nate with us.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw to me. You don't know if he was an angel or not. Could have been an angel. But the good news is he found us doing what we testify of doing, showing love in the scriptures, talking about him. By the way, is that what we were doing? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
28:9. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
Now again, to get understanding, you have to be taught.
Yes.
Why would the Lord promise us if you keep the commandments, if you couldn't do it?
Right.
How often is that for to tell somebody, how could anybody keep them commandments? And the first thing the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Right.
But they won't sit long enough
to
study the word, to show themselves approved.
Right.
They won't follow you. Because if you follow the teaching, you get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it good to understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Read 10th verse.
And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
What?
And they shall be afraid of thee.
Afraid to partake because they have no understanding.
Right.
The natural plight of man is to be afraid of dark.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you don't know what's in the dark.
Right.
We grew up being scared of the dark. That's why they start scary movies, start in the dark.
Right. Exactly.
Darkness is no understanding. Anything you understand, you're afraid of. And somebody been telling you all these years, oh, the commandments done away with. And you see a people keep it. Oh, that's old man. That was done away with. You were late afraid.
Yeah. Right, Pastor.
But no one has enough initiative and zeal to say, I want to see what this is all about. Let's see what you're talking about. Because they say it's done away with. That was somebody that's really seeking God, they will find answers.
Yes.
But so many don't have that mindset. Are there a few? Yes, it is. Just a few. Everybody don't have a mind. Read.
And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in
goods. Read the first verse, excuse me.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments.
Now this is a promise, if you observe to do. Now remember, the Lord is asking us that.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about what the preachers say. Could nobody keep the commandments? Why is God saying that?
Right.
If you observe to do all, what?
Mm-hmm. All his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations.
Isn't that beautiful? Commandment keepers are set above on high above all nations. Why? Because that's where God is. Read.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee.
Isn't that beautiful?
And thou shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Yes. If you hearken. In other words, if you're keeping God's man, why would God say that you couldn't keep it? You need to have understanding of what God is talking about. Let's go to Luke 4:24.
All right, Pastor.
4:24. Let's see what he's talking about the more.
Yes, Pastor.
4:24.
And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
What?
But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel.
Now
in
the Lord
days.
Is preaching now and teaching. Mm-hmm. He's teaching the people. Mm-hmm. Now, no prophets except their own country, but now in the days of the widows, I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel. Go ahead.
In the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land.
What?
But unto none of them was Elias sent.
Not one. Now, he's giving you information the scribes and Pharisees they now gave. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, heaven was shut up and God didn't come to none of those for 3 years except a widow. Mm-hmm. A widow?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta of a city of Sidon unto a woman that was a widow.
What?
And many lepers were in Israel in the time of
the He's giving you history? Now, wait a minute. That's what Stephen did. Stephen gave history to all those gathered in Jerusalem. He was ready to stone him. Peter said, this is of the prophet Joel.
Right.
He's not drunk as you suppose. Giving a testimony. And they all gave the history how God brought up David, on. And after all of these things, what happened? Rage.
Yes.
Because they didn't want to see God like that. God, he was showing them, this is who God is. Read.
Right. In the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian.
And what?
And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with
wrath. All he's doing is telling you the works of the Father.
Yes.
You don't get upset with him for it. Why don't you get mad with God?
All right, that's right.
He's telling what God did. You get upset with God. You couldn't get upset with Elias. Elias is gone.
Yes, Pastor.
Where is that Elias? You couldn't do that. You better say, where's God? You want to go there? But there's no understanding. What happened?
Yes. And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him.
Means they laid hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. Mostly, we're going to push you. They thought they got rid of them.
Yes.
Get out of here. Look how off that behavior. Just because you told them the truth.
Yes.
They couldn't accept his mannerism.
Yes.
Was it the way he said it? Maybe it was the way he said it. Mm-hmm. Don't make a difference. They couldn't accept it. His manner.
Right.
Let's go to, did you read down to the 32nd verse?
No, Pastor.
Go ahead.
And led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down.
They were ready to kill him just because of a testimony. He just told him, God just anointed me.
Yes,
now, God didn't come to nobody, but so this is the kind of people you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Yes. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way.
Because it wasn't his time. He knew that.
Yes.
But where he was led to go there and led to say the words he said. Read.
And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days.
On the Sabbath day. Now, wait a minute. The Lord came.
Yes.
He showed you that communion was going to be changed to observe the exodus out of Egypt. It's changed now. You ain't got to come to Jerusalem and have all your slaughtered animals given up for your sins. We changed all that. In his blood, on. Why didn't he change the Sabbath? Said, now, when I'm gone, I'm not getting up on the Sabbath. I'm going to rest on the Sabbath. We're going to have a new day. Why didn't he do that? Because he didn't. That was somebody else's mind. He never changed that. He taught them on the Sabbath day, so they called him. Let's go there. Acts. Let's get what Paul did. Paul's mannerism was just like the Lord's. Isn't that beautiful? Acts 17, I believe, isn't it? 17:2.
All right.
Thank God. He had the same mannerism as the Lord, but he was a little different personality. His manner was a little different.
Right,
his manner was the same, but the way he administered God was a little different.
Yes, Pastor.
Paul said, listen, you can't take, if I come, I won't be sharper than my words.
All right.
The Lord wasn't like that. He was meek like Moses.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the same power.
All right,
He accomplished the same thing, salvation. Read it, 17 and 2.
And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures.
Because that's how you get the knowledge of God. He reasoned with them because they had no understanding.
Yes. Yes.
When you get understanding, then you're not seeing through the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing through the Spirit. And the words that God spoke, they are spirit. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John 1 and 12.
Don't worry about that.
Beautiful.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God. Lord, it's all thy getting, getting understanding.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get understanding of God's word,
you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.